It is 6:15. You are with Zingisa Chira and Wandile Mazibuko on Taking Care of Business on Rise FM. Now, the administrator of Lekwa Local Municipality, Mr. Johan Metler, is back on the line with us this evening as we continue on the Lekwa Local Municipality's 2021-2022 Integrated Development Plan and Budget. Now, remember to go to the Lekwa Local Municipality's Facebook page to read through the IDP plan and get a better understanding of it. And if you have any questions on this plan, you can send them through via WhatsApp line, which is 072-885-7702. That is 072-885-7702. Or tweet us on @RiseFM943. Johan, welcome back to Rise FM.
Hi, Zeke. Hi, Ziggy. Thank you very much. And also hello to Wandile and all of the listeners. Great to be back.
Yeah. Now, Johan, I'm going to get straight into the questions because we've been getting a lot of listener questions as well with regards to some of these matters that we've been discussing here. And one of the listeners actually coming through and saying, evening, I would like to ask the administrator if he's aware of the electricity challenge since Saturday at Ward 5 and when will the problem be resolved?
If I'm aware of the electricity
problem in Ward 5.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
No, I am absolutely aware of the problem in Ward 5 as well as Ward 6, by the way, because they are being fed by the same feeder line. We have just a little bit of background. We have a significant problem in that line since Saturday. So people have been without electricity since Saturday. So you can imagine the level of frustration in that area. Mm. We have a team on site since this morning at around 8 o'clock. They have dealt with a number of faults on the line. At about 5 o'clock, they called me to say that there was a section of that line that was burnt out. They are getting in additional material to mend that particular line. So they are there. Whether they're there at the moment, I can't say it's dark already. But we are busy, and I was hoping to have the line up and running by 12 o'clock. Things happen as they happen, and it turned out to be a much bigger issue, as I said, with that burned line. So we are on site and we're working around the clock to get electricity restored. So I do apologize to all of the affected residents. It is really a terrible situation, and I'm trying my best. We're trying our best to deal with it as quickly as we can.
Yeah. And I think, you know, Johan, you know, we obviously keep on, you know, some people obviously join our show slightly late, and we keep on getting a few questions that maybe you might have answered before, but I think it's also just relevant that you should answer those questions again. You know, one of the questions that we got from a listener now is to say, how is the administrator going to improve the development in Lekwa? And that's the one question. The second question is, Roy Koppen Mall and Standerton Mall will create more work in its two projects' first priority. I don't know what that means. But anyway, maybe you're able to sort of decipher that. I think there's two more questions, but I think if we can just start with the first two that the listeners asked.
Is the administrator's first priority to make sure that these projects are up and running so that more employment can be created?
Oh, yeah. Did you get that from Zingisa, Johan? Zingisa's a better reader than I am.
Okay. No, if I could start with the mall and the shopping center, we are in fact having a meeting with the developers on Friday morning, 2 days' time, to we're going to sit down the table. A team of us planning on the planning side, on the finance side, and on the infrastructure side. They have a number of issues clearly that have been historical. The purpose of that exercise is to resolve those matters, because it is critically important for us to get economic activity going, and at the mall and the shopping center in those particular areas certainly is part of that exercise. So we are going to pull all stops in order to ensure that that we in fact put out a red carpet for developers, and we want to get rid of all of the issues that have been bedeviling this particular big development. So I'm meeting with Chris and his team on Friday, and I'll be sure to give some feedback as to what transpired, and I'm going to deal with this matter. Mm. I just missed the crux of the first question.
I think what he's asking is, how are you going to improve the development in Liqua? That's what he basically asked.
Yes. Now, look, the development in Liqua will be improved by Liqua doing the basics right.
That is
the long and the short of it all. We need to sort out our electricity, we need to sort out our water, our sanitation, and our roads, and not necessarily in that order.
Yeah.
Because that is what attracts development. Without that, you know, it really is a waste of time.
Mm.
We will in fact see capital flight out of Liqua.
Yeah.
So as far as I'm concerned, that's the beginning and the end of it.
Mm.
So part of our engagement obviously would have to be how do we secure electricity, you know, or consistent electricity. It's the same meeting that I had today with the farmers in the Home Dean area, in the heart of the Mille Belt, you know, we had a very positive discussion. But clearly, you know, the municipality did not come to the party in terms of providing that very basic infrastructure necessary for economic development. So that's where you have to turn around, and that is how you start.
Yeah.
Development in an area. Thank you.
I did indicate, sorry, Johan, earlier on that obviously, you know, Sizwe Dlamini from Ward 10 had asked four questions. So the other two questions that he'd asked, and I think maybe it's something that you've touched on as well before in the show, is what is your strategy on the collection of revenue? And the other question is, what is your plan when it comes to infrastructure for the municipality?
Yes. Okay. Strategy on the collection of revenue is fairly simple and straightforward. The first thing is that we have to get our facts right. So our data in our system must be correct.
Mm-hmm.
Because people are arguing with us currently on how incorrect our billings are,
mm-hmm.
and that cannot be, because you can't collect with somebody does not agree with the numbers that they see on the invoice.
Mm-hmm.
So the first leg of our the strategy is to go through a data cleansing exercise, and as I've indicated before, we will look at the top 200, top 250 consumers, and there we're going to make sure that our data is correct.
Mm-hmm.
So the indication that I get is that our data is suspect. And if the data is suspect, you know, then you can't collect what is truly due to you and correctly due to you.
Mm-hmm.
So that is where we're going to start. I do believe there's a lot of money to be unlocked there. There's also lots of corrections that would need to be made.
Yeah.
Through the data collection, we will obviously also discover those that have circumvented our metering system, whether it's electricity or water, you know, and that we will have to recover. So that would be the start. Secondly, also to improve on our debt collection or the outstanding debt, we have to involve the communities. We have to show them that what is possible if we actually could collect that which is possible. I mean, we can have a much bigger, for example, own infrastructure spend if we collect the money, all the money that is due to us. Currently, there's only about 34 million, but it can easily be double that. So there would be a value for the community to take hands in this regard and to walk that road with us. So that is, in short, the strategy. Then the primary action with regard to infrastructure, I assume they talk about infrastructure for basic services. We could also talk very briefly about infrastructure for housing development.
Yeah.
That is also housing development is also in the pipeline. I've just seen a list of potential projects that are lying with the Department of Human Settlements. Very impressive, but I must warn immediately that we must first get our basic water sanitation and electricity infrastructure right. You cannot have more people, and you cannot service them with water sanitation and electricity. I mean that is just not good business. So certainly as far as infrastructure is concerned, we are looking at the various options within the water and sanitation department, within the roads, in terms of fixing up our infrastructure. I think there's an amount in the roads of around, it's not much. It's about 8-9 million that I know that has just been made available to us. It's a drop in the ocean of roads. I can promise you that much. It's a little drop, but it is there. So we do have a plan. It is finding the money for it. The money is in the system. We must simply just have the plans and submit those and be sure that we have the human capacity to execute those plans as intended.
Yeah.
So that is the plan with infrastructure.
Yeah. Now, Johan, you know, another question that is coming through here, and it's a question around electricity. So the listener sent a message to say, the whole of Sakile apparently is without electricity, and I think he asked a question to say, are you the cause of that electricity not being there, and how long is it going to take for the electricity to be restored?
Yes, I think that is the Ward 5 and Ward 6 that we kicked off with
earlier on.
So we've dealt with that matter. No, I don't think that I'm the cause. In other words, does somebody did actually ask, are we being sabotaged? No, I don't think we're being sabotaged. These faults, you can't sabotage those.
Yeah.
They have to burn out or attack a substation in order for there to be some kind of sabotage. So no, really, it is aiding infrastructure. You know, these faults come with a system that is as old as this one. So We are dealing with it, as I've indicated to you. Guys are working around the clock, and we should have the electricity up hopefully by tomorrow. But I said that yesterday, so I'm already on thin ice here.
Yeah, I know he does mention that the electricity was supposed to be back on at 12 o'clock. But Johan, I think I think Johan, from my side, I think what I would want to say is that obviously there's a lot of work that is currently being done at the municipality. Yes, we get a lot of listeners actually sending messages and actually sending voice notes as well with regards to that. And I think the recurring problem is around two main factors, and that's water and electricity. And I think you've outlined exactly what the plans are when it comes to those major problems that are there. So yeah, Johan, I'd like to thank you for your time this evening. And I did say to you, this is going to be a very quick one today. I look forward to actually seeing you again tomorrow, where we can expand more on some of these issues as well. And sir, please enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you very much. All the best to you and all the best to your listeners. Bye-bye.
And that was Lekki Municipality's Administrator Johan Mettler, obviously answering a few community questions on the Integrated Development Plan and Budget Consultation Program. Remember, please go through the actual plan itself, which is posted on the Lekki Local Municipality's Facebook page, to understand what plans Johan and his team have for the municipality to bring it back on its feet. It is Taking Care of Business on Rise FM. You are with Zinga Sachira and Wandile Mazibugo.